الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We begin this evening in Zakat al-Kharij min al-Ard. Zakat al-Kharij min al-Ardi. The Zakat with regards to that which has come from the earth. The Zakat with regards to that which comes from the earth. So what is included here are four different affairs. The first one is al-hubub wa thimar. Al-hubub wa thimar, yani zakat al-hubub wa thimar. The zakat with regards to the grains and the fruits, yani the crops that are produced, yani and grown in the earth by the power and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also what is included in this chapter is the issue of al-asal and the honey, which is also something that is produced from the earth. And also al-rikaz. Al-rikaz is the al-madfun al-jahiliyyah. Madfun al-jahiliyyah. The treasures that have been buried in the times of the days of ignorance, or the treasures of the disbelievers. The treasures of the disbelievers that are buried in the dirt and found by a Muslim. And the ma'din. And the ma'din are these elements that are found in the earth in their natural form, like gold and silver, and also like petroleum and the likes. These are all considered from the ma'adin. Petroleum here is included. Oil is considered from the ma'adin. So we discuss any of these four affairs, inshallah, one by one, beginning with the first issue, and that is al-hubub wa thimar. Al-hubub wa thimar. Al-hubub is the plural of yani of habba, and what is intended here, the seeds, yani, but what is grown from that, any meaning the grains, and that which is intended specifically will come inshallah, but in general this is the issue here. Al-hubub meaning the grains from the crops that are grown in the earth. With thimar, the thimar is the plural of thamara, and thamara is a fruit. So in the hubub wa thimar, with the details that will come inshaAllah. So the clarification of this obligation is mentioned in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبَتُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبَتُمْ وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجَنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, O you who believe, spend from the good of that which you have earned, and from that which we have brought out for you from the earth. And that which we have brought out for you from the earth. This verse has proceeded as an evidence for the issue of the obligation of zakat in urul tijara. In urul tijara. Yani in the first portion of this verse, anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum. Yani that you should spend from the good of that which, or the best of that which you have earned. The good and the best of that which you have earned. And the salaf, they mentioned, and the best, al-tiyab al-kasbi, huwa tijara, the best of that which the people are earning, yani from the wealth, is the wealth that is earned from business and trade. So this was an evidence for that. But likewise, Allah, He says, وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجَنَا لَكُم مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ. And likewise, yani أَنْفِقُوا, also, spend also, from that which we have brought out for you, from the earth, from that which we have provided for you, yani from the provision that is provided from the earth, that we have provided from the earth. Anfiqu here also is, and he means yani zakku, oh, to pay the zakat, to pay the zakat. So sometimes the word zakat is used directly, yani referring to this affair of zakat al-mal. And other times the word sadaqah is used to refer to zakat al-mal, the obligatory charity. And other times nafaqa is used, the word nafaqa, spending, to refer to the obligatory charity. And that's an example here. Anfiqu. يعني من النفقة من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض. So this is evidence for the obligation of zakat and that which comes from the earth. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, وآتوا حقه يوم حصاده. And give the right of that, meaning the crops. يعني this is a portion of a verse, and a number of crops are mentioned previously in this particular ayah. And then Allah, He closes and says, وآتوا حقه يوم حصاده. And give its right on the day of its harvest. Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhumah, he says, حَقُّهُ الزَّكَاةُ الْمَفْرُوضَ. And the right of the of those crops, the what is intended here, آتُ حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ, and give its right, or give its right on the day of its harvest. Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhumah, he says, its right is the obligatory zakat. The obligatory zakat. In another wording, he said, الْعُشْرُ وَنِصْفُ الْعُشْرُ. And the haq of that which is produced from the earth is to give a tenth or half of a tenth. Any of the clarification of these numbers will come, insha'Allah. Likewise, it has been corrected by al-Bukhari from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فِيمَا سَقَتْ السَّمَاءُ وَالْعُيُونُ أَوْ كَانَ أَثَرِيًّا العشر وما سقيا بالنضح نصف العشر. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned with regards any to these crops, that which is irrigated, any that which is watered, and it receives its water and nourishment from the rain and from the springs, or it is athariyan, the type of plant that's considered athari, meaning then أنه يعثر على الماء بعروقه, that is able to find the water by itself by way of its roots. And he then, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in these crops here, there's ushur, that he will pay a tenth of that. وَمَا سُقِيَ بِالنَضْحِ نِصْفُ الْعُشُرِ. And that which is watered by way of the نَضْح, يعني النَّوَاضِح, which are the animals, the camels or the cows, that they would put water on them and they would use them to irrigate the farmland and to water the crops. So that which is watered in this manner, only half of a tenth. So we have the ushur and then it's for ushur. So here what is clarified is that the crops that are provided for and sustained from the water of the sky or the land or the provision in general from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any effort from the farmer, then the zakat will be an ushur, a tenth of that. And if the crops are sustained and provided from the effort of the farmer, whether he is any bringing the animals, or today we have this the sprayers and the likes like this, or irrigation systems, and if there's effort from the farmer or for the owner of the crops, then it will be nisf ushur, it will be half of a tenth. You will only have to pay half of the zakat, which is normal. And the evidence here is to clarify, and now for our topic, that this is established, that there is zakat in these crops. Likewise, in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Jabir رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فيما سقط الأنهار والغيم العشور وفيما سقيا بالسواني نصف العشور. That which was provided, the rain is or the water is provided for from the rivers or from the clouds, meaning from the rain, then you pay a tenth on behalf of that. And that which is watered by the saniya, and the saniya is the sawani or the nalih or nawadih, the same any issue. Those animals that will carry the water for them, whether they're camels or whether they're cows, any of the one who the crops in this manner will only pay half of a tenth. So the point is to clarify that these are the evidences establishing the obligation of zakat and the likes of these crops. And likewise, the people of knowledge from them, Ibn Mundhir and Ibn Abd al-Barr, rahimahum Allah, they mentioned there's a consensus about this. أجمع العلماء على أن الصدقة واجبة في الحنطة والشعير والزبيب والتمر. And there's a consensus about this affair here specifically. There's a consensus between the people of knowledge of the obligation of performing zakat on four specific types of crops. And there's a consensus about these types of crops here specifically. Al-hinta wal-sha'ir. Al-hinta, it is wheat. And al-sha'ir is barley. And al-zabib, they are raisins. And al-tamr, the dates. But the raisins, they are originally grapes that are dried. They're grapes that are dried. So once they're dried, they become, they last long and they can be stored easily. And likewise, the tamr, we say dates, but the tamr, any of the dates, there are numerous types of dates. And originally the dates will be moist, but after they dry up some, now they're called tamr. The dates that are dried up, they're called tamr. These are the ones that the zakat is in. So there's a consensus about this here. These four here, there's no difference of opinion with regards to that. The obligation of zakat in the hinta wa sha'ir and the zabib wa tamr. What tamr? These four affairs here. Two of them from the hubub and two of them from the thimar. Two of them from the hubub, which is the hinta and the sha'ir, which is the wheat and the barley. And two of them from the thimar. Two of them from the fruit, which is the date and the raisin. The date and the raisin. These are called thimar. This is considered thimar. So this here, there's a consensus about this affair. There's a consensus about this affair. And this is because whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent Mu'adh and Abu Musa radiallahu anhumah to Yemen, he mentioned to them, this narration is collected by Al-Hakim and also Daraqutni and authenticated by Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah, that the messenger, he told them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تأخذوا صدقة إلا من هذه الأربعة. Do not take the charity and do not take the zakat except from these four affairs, الشعير والحنطة والزبيب والتمر. From these four issues here. So now from this narration here, there is a consensus about the obligation of zakat in these affairs. The obligation of zakat in these affairs. And this is the evidence for that. But the people of knowledge, after that, they differed about other affairs, any other crops, will they be included or not? And the majority of the scholars, they have the opinion that every crop, everything from the hubub and the thimar, that gathers two characteristics, then likewise it will be included in the zakat. And that is al-kayl wal-iddikhar. Al-kayl wal-iddikhar. Al-kayl, yani ma yukal, wal-iddikhar, yani ma yudakhar. Ma yudakhar. Wal-kayl is a type of measurement, it's called a dry measurement, or by way of capacity and volume. So it's not by weight. It's not by weight. This is the type of measurement that is called dry measuring for measuring grains and the likes like that. And from the types of that is the mud and the sa'. The mud and the sa'. So this was a type of measurement that was well known in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That these items, or there are certain items that they would count them by the kayl. Not by how much they weigh, not by how many they are. You can count by the weight, you can count by the number of something, and like this, you sell it by its weight, or you sell it by its number, or you can sell it by its capacity and volume. And this is called kayl. This is called kayl. So the mud is the two hands of a moderate man put together and filling them up. So to fill up yani two hands like this when they're put together of a moderate man, this is called a mud. This is a type of kayl. This is a type of kayl, a type of measurement by volume. A type of measurement by volume. So no doubt if a person, he made the kayl, for example, he made the measurement like this of dates, and then the measurement like this of, for example, wheat, maybe the weight would be different. Because these items are different. And also if you did the same thing with the moist dates and the dry dates, the weight will be different likewise. So this is not a measurement based upon weight, it's a measurement based upon this affair here, yani al-kayl, yani by volume, by volume. So these items that are measured in this manner, yani in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that were measured like this in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also they are from the items that you are able to store them. You're able to store them. Then they'll be dried, and they will store, and they will last a long time. And they will last a long time, and they will not go bad. They will not rot easily. And if these type of items here, any meaning from that which is grown in the earth, if they're gathered these two attributes in them, then the people of knowledge, the majority of the fuqaha, jumhur al-fuqaha, they mentioned that there's zakat in them likewise. Mentioned that there's zakat in these affairs likewise. And the proof for the issue of the kale, that this is recognized here, is the narration of Abi Sa'id radiallahu anhu. And in that narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَيْسَ فِي مَدُونَ خَمْسِ أَوْسُقٍ صَدَقًا. That there is not in that which is less than five أوسق zakat. There's no zakat in anything, any from these crops and from these hubub and thimar, anything that's less than five أوسق. Anything that's less than five أوسق. And the أوسق is the plural of the wasq. And the wasq is a type of kale. So here, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he considered. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he considered. And the wasq is 60 sa'. The wasq, one wasq is 60 sa'. And the sa' is 4 of those handfuls. So you have the handful like this of a moderate sized man. A moderate sized man, put his hands together and filled them up. That's called one mud. 4 mud makes a sa'. 4 mud makes a sa'. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they had instruments that they would measure with. That was exactly like that, likewise, that they would consider. Like a cup of measure, a measuring cup. And the likes like this, that would be equal to that. They had one that was known that they would work with. Amongst them and the likes like this. But this is what the people of knowledge, they mentioned. The mud is like this. A moderate sized man who put his hands together and filled it up. This is one mud. 4 of them is called a sa'. The wasq is 60 sa'. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned with regards to these crops, there's no charity, there's no obligatory zakat, and anything less than 5 osuq. So how many sa' is that? 5 times 300. 60, 300. So 300 sa'. 300. So for example, with the henta, or with the sha'ir, or with the zabib, or with the tamr, like this, it would be 300. So they mentioned likewise the himnu ba'ir. This is something that they will fill up the back of a camel with. Like that, it's a large amount, and it's not a small amount. So if you have this amount, then there's going to be zakat on this. If you have this amount or more, there's going to be zakat on this. If it's less than that, there's no zakat. If there's less than that, there's no zakat. So this is the issue here.
Covering all the 300 sa'ah in kilogram or in pound?
Inshallah, everything is going to come. Just have to step by step, little by little. The knowledge is like buildings. The knowledge is like building. So you have to build a foundation. If you learn like this, and this is what Allah, He prays in His book likewise, He said, وَلَكِنْ كُنُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ وَلَكِنْ كُنُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ And the Rabbani, the people of knowledge they mentioned, he's the one who builds the people up with the small knowledge to the big knowledge. He builds the people up with the small knowledge first to the big knowledge. So this is how we learn. We learn in this manner like this, we're putting down usul. Putting down a foundation. And then once that foundation is firm, after that, you put on top of that. And then on top of that, and on top of that. And if you do like this, in the end, you'll have great benefit. And you will benefit a lot from that knowledge. And it will carry you. And it will be with you. But if we hasten, and we put down part of the foundation, and then we jump, and then we put on the next brick, and then we skip here and put on the next brick, maybe the building or the structure might apparently look good for some time, but it's going to fall over. There are weak spots there. The same thing in knowledge. The same thing in knowledge. If a person, he jumps into a level that he is not supposed to be, or he proceeds, or he starts where he's not supposed to start. And there are foundations where you start at. The one who wants to skip those foundations and start up here. This is wrong. This is wrong and not accepted. The one who, even in today, for example, if somebody was in the 5th grade and he wanted to go to college, they'd be like, man, you didn't even finish high school yet. Are you in junior high yet? This isn't the worldly affair. Nobody would accept that from him. And he's somebody, he's in 5th grade and he wants to enter college. They're like, man, wait till you finish grade school and then high school. Like this, the same thing. So the same thing with knowledge, even knowledge of the legislation, even more serious. Even more serious, because a person, he can harm himself. He can have misunderstandings and he can mislead people. Or he can become arrogant or proud. And the likes like this, where he thinks he's better than others. All this because there's gaps in his knowledge. So the point is, barakallahu fiikum, that this is how we learn. We be patient. Little by little, we learn the foundation like this, the principles. And then after that's good, we go to the next one and build on that one. And then we go to the next one and build on that one. And then we go to the next one and build on that one. And inshallah, by the time we're done, we have complete, encompassing, inshallah, understanding of these masail. And this is a beautiful way of learning. And the proper way of learning. So we see now that the issue here, the kail and the iddikhar. The people of knowledge, we've seen the proof for the kail. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what he considered. This is why anything lesser than 5 osuq, which is a type of khail, there's no zakat in it. So therefore the kale is considered. This measurement here was mentioned directly in the text, and this and the nisab was set based upon this measurement. So therefore there the, this measurement here is considered. Is considered. So this is the aspect of proof for that. And then likewise, not only kale, not only the kale is considered, but it has to also be having another attribute, those crops. And that is al-iddikhar, and that is something that it is saved, and it can be saved and stored. And that's the attribute of the tamr, and the attribute of the zabib, and the attribute of the hinta and the sha'ir. So if we see the ones that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned directly, all of them are from these types. They're all from the kale, that which is in ma yukal wa ma yudakhar. And likewise, the people of knowledge, they mentioned as well, that by way of al-iddikhar, the blessing becomes complete. And the person who has crops and he has a harvest, whenever he harvests the items and the crops, that you're able to store them for some time without going bad and without spoiling, then these items here, the blessing is greater, and the blessing is more complete with regards to these items. As for the items that he grows them and he benefits from them, but it's not some time, except that they will be rotten and that they will not be beneficial. If he doesn't sell them or eat them or use them, then they're going to go to waste. So there's blessing in that likewise, but the blessing is not of the level that requires zakat. The blessing does not reach the benefit and the blessing that he has from these crops is there for him likewise, but not of the level of making the zakat obligatory. As for the one that is saved, and that he will store it, and he can save it for a year or more, or several months, or a year, and the likes like this, then this one, the blessing is complete. And he is it's more complete for him. He's able to store it, whether he uses it now, or he can store it and keep on using it for the rest of the year, or he can sell it now, or sell it later, and the likes like this. So he continues to benefit from the likes of these items. So here, this blessing here requires zakat. Requires zakat, as contrary to the one that is not stored. We understand the way. And so sometimes there will be evidences clearly in the text. Yani the evidence. How will the scholars use the evidence, yani, to establish a ruling? First and foremost, no doubt, a clear text in the Quran. And likewise, a clear text from the Sunnah. And also the consensus. We have seen these affairs here. And then also the qiyas, making the comparison. And also they have the what's called ta'lil. And the wisdom behind the affair. So sometimes this will be an evidence for them. And if that ta'lil is along with another evidence, it's even stronger and even more clear. And even more clear. So the fact that these items here that are mentioned have these characteristics, and then also along with that, this wisdom that's understood from this issue, this is the proof and the aspect of the majority of the scholars clarifying that it's an obligation to pay zakat on everything, on all of the crops that are having the kale, any that are measured by volume, and that are able to be stored. They have iddikhar. كُلُّ مَا يُكَالُ وَيُدَخَّرُ يعني من الحبوب والثمار من الحبوب والثمار من الحبوب والثمار. So this is that aspect there. This is that aspect there. Now the people of knowledge, they mentioned شروط وجوب الزكات في الحبوب والثمار. So we discuss these affairs. The conditions that must be present for the obligation of paying zakat on these hubub and thimar, on these grains and these types of fruits. And the conditions, a number of them have preceded. And we just discussed them. The first one is that they must be an yakuna habban aw thamara. That it's going to be yani the hab. That it's going to be from the grains, or it's going to be from the hubub or from the thimar. Yani meaning it's not from the khadrawat. Meaning it's not from the vegetables or the fawakih. Yani it's not gonna be from the vegetables. So there's no zakat in vegetables. Because the first condition is that it has to be from the hubub and the thimar. So also it's not gonna be from the fawakih, like the apples, for example. Or the affairs like this. Yani it would not be or oranges, because that's from the fawakih. So the first condition is in yakuna habban wa aw thamara. Yani min al hububi wa thimar. And the second condition, and yakuna makilan, yani al-kayl. And the third, and yakuna mudakharan. So the first one is that it will be from the grains and from these specific types of fruits called thimar. And the second one is that it will be the one that is measured by volume and capacity, by the kayl. And the third one is that it will be something that is able to be stored and that lasts a long time and is able to be kept. These are the first three. These are the first three. So with regards to these issues here, there's a narration by Abi Sa'id radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَيْسَ فِي حَبٍ وَلَا تَمْرٍ صَدَقَةٌ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ خَمْسَةَ أَوْسُقٍ. And this is also mutafiqun alayhi. لَيْسَ فِي حَبٍ وَلَا تَمْرٍ. And so we mention here directly again, لَيْسَ فِي حَبٍ وَلَا تَمْرٍ صَدَقَةٌ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ خَمْسَةَ أَوْسُقٍ. So there's no obligatory charity in the hab, yani in these grains, nor in the tamr, which is a thamr, yani which is a thamr, until it reaches five awsuq, until it reaches five awsuq. So the people of Nahr, as they mentioned that here, the hab is mentioned directly. The hab is mentioned directly. So then there's no zakat in other than the hab. The grain is mentioned directly, so there's no zakat in other than the grain. Had there been zakat in other than the grain from the vegetables and the likes, and the herbs, the vegetables and the herbs, and the khadrawat and the bukul, then it would have been mentioned. So there's a difference between these things that come from the earth. The vegetables are and the herbs, yani the spices and the like, they're different from these grains. They're different from these grains. The ones that there's a zakat in is the grains. This is from the evidence of that. This is from the evidence of that. What tamr? And the tamr is from the thimar. It's from the thimar. So there's no zakat in other than that. So there's no zakat in other than that. Yani from the other types of fawaki and the fruits and the likes like this. So this is yani from that aspect. This is from that aspect. The people of Nahr, as I mentioned, about zaytun. What about zaytun? Is there zakat in zaytun? The zaytun, what is the zaytun? Olives. Olives. Are they from the hab and the thimar? And it's be from the thimar, huh? But is it kayil wa mudakhar? And the mudakhar. Yani so there's a difference of opinion about this issue here, because some of these characteristics are not there. Yani generally the olives, they're not stored dry. They're not stored dry. Yani they're not stored dry. They're stored wet and the likes like this. So it's different than the that doesn't have the iddikhar. They're not mudakhara. It's not mudakhar. So for this reason, the people of Nahr differ. Although the majority of the scholars, they say there's zakat in that. And that is because in the verse where Allah, he says in Surah Al-An'am, وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ. Before that, Allah, he mentioned a number of crops, and from them is zaytun or rumman. They mentioned the zaytun. So they said because Allah mentioned the zaytun in the same context, and then Allah, he says, وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ, and give its right on the day of its harvest, then they included that. Then they included that. But some of the scholars, and he mentioned that there's no zakat in that. And they differed. The majority of the people of Nahr, as they said, there's zakat in the zaytun. Yani the Hanafiya and the Malikiya and the Shafi'iya, and a statement, one of the positions of Ahmed. But others, one statement of Imam Shafi'i, and also a position of Imam Ahmed, there's no zakat in that. And that's the position of the Hanabila. Shaykhuna Shaykh Sulaiman al-Ruhayli, Hafidhullah ta'ala, he mentioned that no doubt paying the zakat on the olives is safer. Ahwat. And yes, safer to free oneself from blame. But if we were to follow the principles and the qawaid in this chapter, then to not make the zakat obligatory, he said, is aq'ad, is more according to the principles. And because they're not fitting the quality and the characteristics of that which is makil wa mudakhar. But wallahu alam, yani the majority of the scholars, they mentioned that. So yani Sheikh Sulaiman, he mentioned الراجح أنه لا يجب لأن الأصل عدم وجوب الزكاة ولم يكن دليل بين على وجوب الزكاة في الزيتون مع مفارقته للحب والثمر الذي يكال ويدخر في الصفات. So Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhayli, he mentioned the best position in this this issue here. The strongest position in this issue here is that there's no zakat in the olives. And this is because the origin is there's no zakat. The origin and the issue of these affairs is there's no zakat. It's not obligatory. And there's no evidence that's clear establishing the obligation of that in this particular crop. Along with the fact that the olives are different than the rest of the affairs that are measured by the volume and also able to store. So from this aspect, he mentioned this is the best position, along with saying that يعني and you zakiyah hadu ahwat. To pay the zakat is safer, but any of the principles, according to the principles of the religion, what is closer to following that is that there's no zakat in that, and Allah knows best. Type the issue of a teen, what mishmish? What is teen? Teen, a teen, figs. What mish al mishmish? Apricots. Apricots. What about the teen? And the mishmish, the apricots, the teen, what was that? The figs. The figs and the apricots. So these are from the thimar. These are from the thimar. So the people of Nahr, as they mentioned the origin with regards to these affairs here, the figs and the apricots, is that they're moist. And the like this. But we find that today that these things are dried. That these things are dried, and then they're able to be stored for a whole or two, and a year or more. And today, the apricots and the figs specifically, they're being dried. And it's able to store them now. Now they have the attribute of adidikhar, of the fact that they're able to be stored and that they last for a long time. Sheikh Suleiman, likewise, he mentioned that whenever they're dried, they become like the inab. They become similar like the inab. Yani, that's turned into the zabib. The same issue here of the grape. The grape is also moist, and it's stored, it's kept moist. But if it's dried, it turns into a raisin, and now it can be stored, and it can be kept for a long time. So he mentioning now that the apricots and the figs are similarly like this, and in our days now. They are dried until they become in a similar manner, and now they are stored. So he mentioned, Hafidhullah, what is apparent, yani to him, and Allah knows best, is that there is zakat in them. So these here, Sheikh Suleiman, he mentioned that Allah knows best, if they're dried like this, in this manner, then there will be zakat in them. Then there will be zakat in them. Yani if they meet the rest of the conditions, yani with regards to the nisab and the likes like this. As for al-khadrawat, wal-fawakih, falaysa fiha shay'un, yani min al-zakat. As for the khadrawat, the vegetables, carrots and tomatoes and the likes, these affairs here, so on and so forth, all the vegetables, there's no zakat in them. And likewise the fawakih. And Mu'adh, radiallahu anhu, whenever he was in Yemen, this has been narrated by Tirmidhi, that Mu'adh, radiallahu anhu, whenever he was in Yemen, kataba ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he wrote to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yas'aluhu an al-khadrawat wa hiya al-buqul. And this is what is mentioned in the narration of Tirmidhi, rahimahullah. Mu'adh, he wrote to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was in Yemen, asking him about the vegetables. And in the narration, it mentioned, wa hiya al-buqul. Al-buqul are the herbs. The vegetables and herbs. Yani, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, he said, laysa fiha shay'un. There's no zakat in them whatsoever. There's no zakat in them whatsoever. The narration has been authenticated by Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala. So this is the affair here. The first one is that it's going to be from the hubub and the thimar. The second one is that it's going to be having this type of measurement, the kale. And the third one is that also has the description that it's able to be saved, yani along all these together. And so this excludes yani a number of affairs from that, the vegetables and the herbs. These are excluded. There's no zakat in them. And then yani the issue of the zayt. Of the zaytun, the people of knowledge, they differed about that. The majority of the scholars, they say there's zakat in that, and Allah knows best. Sheikh Suleiman, he mentioned the stronger position is there's no zakat in that. Wallahu alam. And as for the fig and the apricots, then if they're dried, Allah knows best. Yeah, there's zakat in that, according to the fatwa of Sheikh Suleiman, Ar-Ruhayri, Hafidhullahu ta'ala. The fourth condition. The fourth condition, and yunbata bi inbatil adami. Fi ardihi, that these crops, that these hubub and thimar, they will grow, yani, at the hand of a person in his land, like he will grow them, he will farm them, they'll be yani farmed with his intention and with his effort, not something that is just yani the crops that just grow freely, without any farmer, and the likes like that, and if somebody found them and harvest them, there will be no zakat on that. They were yani by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, they grew in that manner like this. They grew until they were ripe, until they're ready and beneficial, and then somebody came and took them. There's no zakat in that. There's no zakat in that, even if they reached the nisab. The zakat is in the one that a person he worked for. And the life's like this, and it's on his earth. So the people of knowledge, they say, فَأَمَّا النَّابِتُ بِنَفْسِهِ فَلَا زَكَاتَ فِيهِ. As for the one that grows by itself, without any effort from the farmer, then there's no zakat in that. There's no zakat in that. لِأَنَّهُ إِنَّمَا يَمْلِكُهُ بِحِيَازَتِهِ. And because this person here, he only gets these crops just by grabbing it. And he didn't do anything. He'll find the crops ready to go, and he will grab them, and he will take them up, alhamdulillah, like this. And the people of knowledge, they say, وَزَكَاتُ إِنَّمَا تَجِبُ بِبُدُوِ صَلَاحِهِ. And the zakat on these crops and fruits and the likes like that will only be obligatory whenever they become ripened and ready to benefit from. So the person who he grows them himself, when is the time of obligation? We'll discuss that likewise, inshallah. But the time of obligation comes whenever the crops, they flourish and they grow and they become ripe. And they become ripe. Because the crops, before they become ripe and before they become ready, they're exposed to calamities, they're exposed to plague, they're exposed to many dangers. But the majority of the time, after they strengthen and they ripen, at this time the farmers there are aware that inshallah these crops are going to be good and they're going to benefit from them. So whenever they ripen or they begin to ripen and to display that, yani they have passed that stage where they're exposed yani to danger and to being and to different diseases and the likes like this, this time it will become obligatory. So therefore, the person who found some crops, they're already grown. Yani the time of obligation has come, and it's not in his possession. It's not in his possession. So they have to be in his possession at the time the obligation comes, which is fi budubi salahihi. Whenever it's good, whenever they ripen and they become good. So some of the people of knowledge, they say, yani wazakatu innama tajibu bi budubi salahihi. وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مَالِكًا لَهُ حِينَئِذٍ فَلَمْ تَجِبْ فِيهِ الزَّكَاةِ فَلَمْ تَجِبْ فِيهِ الزَّكَاةِ. And then other people of knowledge, they mention the same condition, but they mention in another term. And they say, أَنْ يَكُونَ النِّصَابُ مَمْلُوكًا لَهُ وَقْتْ وَجُوبَ الزَّكَاةِ. That the nisab is in his possession at the time of the obligation of zakat. At the time of the obligation of zakat. So the time of the obligation of the zakat of the crops is whenever they're ripened and they're good. Whenever the goodness becomes seen from them, and the ripeness becomes seen from them, and it's able to benefit from them, and the likes like that. As for before that, there's no zakat on them. There's no zakat on them because at this time they're exposed to dangers. They're exposed to harms. They're exposed to diseases and the likes like that. But whenever they start to ripen and at this time this becomes known in them, then many times the farmers, they have high hopes that their crops are going to flourish and that they have been safe this time from disease. So now this is the time when the obligation comes. So therefore, from the conditions of the obligation of zakat on al-hubub wa thimar, is that a person he will have in his possession. He would have in his possession the nisab at the time of obligation. At the time of obligation. Any details, inshallah, we'll discuss it again in classes to come. Inshallah, in further detail. But just right now, we take these conditions. The fifth condition, any bulugu nisab. Bulugu and nisab, that they have to reach the nisab. And the nisab is khamsa awsuq. Is five awsuq. And the wasq is 60 sa'. So that means that is 300 sa'. So the people of knowledge, they differed in this measurement according to their difference of opinion with regards to the sa'. And the measurement, they have changed the measurement now into the kilo. Into the kilo. And this is allowed. But what is considered when we talk about it has to be kail. And yukuna makilan. Yani in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for if we weigh it now, it's okay. Yani it's okay to weigh it now. Yani, but in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was measured by volume. It was measured by volume. But to measure today by weight is allowed. So the people of knowledge, they have made a great effort to arrive at the determined amount. So there's difference of opinion here. And to summarize, it's approximately 610 610 kilo.
Yeah, it's like 2 kilo by sa.
Uh huh. One sa is about is according to this that this one yani, is 612. So that's according to it would be 2.4 kilo per sa, according to that measurement. So this is ijtihad. So this is ijtihad. If we say it's 2.4 kilo per sa, then it's going to be roughly 612 kilo.
So, still use
the
sa in Yemen.
Uh-huh. So, Allahu Akbar. So the way to measure it now, what we're talking about, the nisab, this is ba'da at-tasfiyah. After it's been filtered. After it's been filtered. They're gonna filter it and clean it. They're going to get all the grains they're filtered and cleaned and then weigh them. If it weighs this much, he has to pay zakat. They're going to get all the raisins or all the dates. They're going to clean them. Where it's not like stems. It's not. He's gonna get the fruit, the benefit, and then he's gonna clean it all up and weigh that, and then if it weighs this amount, there's gonna be zakat in that, and it's gonna be zakat in that. So we see how that would occur. Allah knows best. Yani that's a good number. Some numbers were lesser, 500 and something kilo. Some were even more. The moderate one, Sheikh Suleiman, he mentioned was about 610. He mentioned 610. In the book Al-Fiqh al-Muyassar, they mentioned 612. They mentioned that measured by 2.4 per sa. So it's close, 610 kilo, roughly in this area like this. So now we mention an important point that the scholars they say يقولون بوجوب ضم أنواع الجنس الواحد لبعضه في النصاب. يعني so for example, likewise each one of these different types of grains or raisins or dates, underneath them there are different types as well. For example, there's many types of dates. Maybe we don't know, but if you've been to Medina, they have many different. They have sukkari, they have burhi, they have khulash, they have numbers. Ajwa. They have numbers of different kinds of dates. So maybe somebody will have this much in sukkari and this much in ajwa. They're all dates though, so they'll be combined together. Because these are anwa' tahta jinsin wahid. Anwa' tahta jins wahid. These are different types from the same type. different types from the same type. So therefore they'll be gathered together to reach the nisab. And also to pay zakat. Likewise the zabib, the raisins. And there's different types. There's like the dark color raisin, the black one, and the red one. And there's like yellow raisins. So, but they're all raisins. So if somebody had some from this one and some from that one, they'll be used together. You gather them together to reach the nisab. He had yellow and he had red. Yeah. Or the dark one and the light one. He had half here and half there. He would gather them together, obligatory to reach the nisab. It's an obligation to gather them together because they're both considered zabib. They're both considered raisins. And likewise with the hubub. So this was the issue here. These are the conditions. There are some more details to discuss, inshallah. We will take them in the class to come. بإذن الله تعالى